Like all field offices in the FBI, the Washington field office has a broad portfolio of responsibilities. But there are some things unique to Washington, D.C. that I'm concerned with all of the time.
David Sundberg, assistant director in charge of the Washington field office, said the nation's capital is a huge target.
In the counterterrorism space, the District of Columbia, being the seat of the federal government, is a symbolic target for those who might attack our way of life and wish to have a bigger impact from an ideological perspective, using violence in furtherance of their beliefs.
And because of the unique nature of Washington, D.C.,
We are heavily focused on that, whether it be the individual who is inspired through ideology to commit acts of violence and is not communicating with anybody about it, and may have a very short time frame from radicalization to attack planning to an attack, or it is the deliberately radicalized and well-resourced individual or group of individuals who would like to launch an attack against the communities or the government here in Washington, D.C. that could be dramatically impactful. I'm concerned with that every day.
Sundberg said when it comes to hunting spies and counterintelligence, the same story applies when it comes to Washington, D.C.
This is, again, a unique place. All of our federal departments and agencies are here, as well as all of the foreign embassies that we have to the U.S. And there are thousands of current and now retired employees who either have or have held clearances to access classified information, which could make them targets of people who want to unlawfully access classified information, who want to steal technology, or who just want to conduct malign influence operations.
David Sundberg is assistant director in charge of the Washington field office of the FBI. You can hear more of this conversation at WTOP.com. Search National Security. Gigi Green, WTOP News.